Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew McKay is off. 6:10 this morning. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. It's 82 degrees, going to be a high of about close to 90 today with a chance of thunderstorms all throughout the day. And not a big chance. So we had a bigger chance earlier today, and then we'll have maybe a 35% chance around 10 or 11 o'clock. Noonish, you know, but then it drops back down to like a 10% chance again. The big story today, of course, is the debates going on tonight. We got the presidential debate going on, and that'll be 8 o'clock. We'll broadcast that live for you right here on News Radio Pensacola on both 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course, download our mobile app, News Radio Pensacola, and we'll have it on there as well. So, there is, so with the debate tonight, I was reading about that one is expected to have just a massive amount of viewers. A lot of people wanting to watch this tonight. Yet, it appears not too many people are wanting to watch it to like change their mind or to decide who they're going to vote for. Like, basically, a lot of people don't watch it, but it may not really have much impact. That's kind of what it sounds like. It's like, oh, well, that seems kind of weird to me. Like, why do we all want to watch it or listen to it on news radio if we're not expecting? So what are your expectations? What are your expectations of the debate tonight? 850-437-1620. I'll tell you what my expectation, like, why do I want to watch it? Why do I want to listen to it on news radio? Because, frankly, I want to see how cognizant Biden is. I want to see how cognizant Trump is. Okay? People are giving Trump a pass on the fact that he's the same age that Biden was when Biden ran last time and everybody was critical of how old Biden was. Well, now Trump's that age. And I'm sorry, but I've heard from people who were on the campaign trail in Iowa and Nevada and some other places where they saw the Trump and they said he is not the same Trump who was 4 years previous. He's not as sharp. He doesn't have as much energy and things like that. Is he pre-dementia like Biden was at this age, you know, at this time, at, you know, 4 years ago? Well, probably not, but it's still... This is going to be the debate for two presidential candidates. That's going to be the two eldest presidential candidates ever on record. 78 years old, Donald Trump, 81 years old, President Biden. And so why do I want to listen to it? Why do I want to watch it? I want to see how sharp their minds are or how sharp they aren't. That's really the reason why I want to check it out tonight. And I want to see if Trump is able to call out Biden's bad policies, and if Biden's able to defend himself, and what will he go after Trump on? Because, what, is he just going to go after Trump because he says mean things? Well, Biden says mean things. So, is he going to go after Trump because of his policies? Oh, good luck with that. I mean, so, yeah, so what are your expectations of the debate tonight? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I did see, I want to see if they, here's a text. I want to see if they're going to use a stunt double for Biden. That's pretty good.
That is good. Good
right there. Yeah, it's pretty good. I saw this, top phrases you can hear tonight at today's night's debate. Speak up, Sonny.
Where's my Red Bull?
Yeah, I have to pee. That'll be one. Another one. I'm serious. I really have to pee. And then here's another phrase you can expect to hear tonight. Quote, I can't believe this thing started at at six. Who's still up right now? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It is.
I mean, it's 9 Eastern. This thing's going to be on at 9 Eastern.
Past their bedtime.
Way past their bedtime. It's not right. another phrase you might hear in tonight's debate, can't believe I'm missing Wheel of Fortune for this. Yeah, that'll come from Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one.
Time for my meds.
Wait, why are we here?
Why are we here again?
Yeah. Those would be some of the phrases you might hear from the debate tonight. Probably not. So, with tonight's presidential debate, a legitimate polling company, this isn't like some sort of random like BuzzFeed, a legitimate polling company, YouGov, they do some weird stuff every now and then, but they went ahead and came up with a poll of who would do better, Biden or Trump. And I'll give you some of those results right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
That's right. If you're on Fairfield Drive and Emerald Avenue right there at that intersection, we've just had a vehicle accident that happened. First responders are almost on the scene, so just be aware of that. Use caution in that area. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Who would do better? Trump or Biden at arm wrestling?
Hey, the good ones. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Trump ended up winning that poll pretty handily on that one. Who would be more likely to help a stranger, Biden or Trump? And actually, in this poll, Biden won, and I would disagree.
Really?
I remember I was shocked when President Biden was Vice President of the United States. And as president and vice president, you have to release your taxes every year. And here's the vice president of the United States, and I was stunned to see how little he paid in charitable contributions. Like, he paid less than I paid in the year. And
wow.
He made well more than what I was making. And I was like, oh, geez, okay. So the vice president doesn't like to give his money to charities, doesn't like to pay tithing to a church, wow. Okay, no, I would totally disagree. I've known Trump's helped lots of people, and he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't pat himself on the back. He doesn't, those kinds of things you don't hear about. Who would be a better house guest, Biden or Trump? The poll went to Biden.
Because he would sleep the whole time.
Well, that's true. So then you don't have to worry about things.
Ice cream. He needs ice cream, too.
I was just thinking, like, I think Trump may not be the better house guest,
right,
but Melania would be. Like, I think she would be the better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
a little more appreciative.
More appreciative and interesting. So it might be pretty good. Who would win at poker? Trump won that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who would give better financial advice? Trump won that one. Who would give better relationship advice? Biden won that one. Yeah, Trump's been married, what, 3 times now or something like that? Who would give better parenting advice? Biden won that one as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about either of those two. Who do you think spends more time getting ready in the morning?
Oh, Trump
won that one. Yeah. So, you know, that's probably true. Who would be more likely to remember your birthday? Trump won that one. Well, yeah, Biden can't remember his own birthday at this point. Who would be better at keeping a secret? Biden. That's because he just didn't get it, right? That's not fair. Come on. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of those random things that who would do better at that was actually polled. Like, they actually polled people.
Wow.
Here's somebody says, will there be ice cream? pertaining to, like, who will be the better house guest?
Right.
Yes, if you have ice cream. What if you don't have ice cream, though? Then all of a sudden, Biden would not become a very good house guest at all.
No. That's why they invented NyQuil.
That's right, yeah.
Here you go. Have some syrup.
Yeah, have some sweet drink.
Sweet drink.
Here's
we call
a text.
It moonshine.
Take a drink every time you hear convicted felon tonight. Oh, okay, because I was saying, what are your expectations of the debate tonight? I said, mine is, what do you expect? What are you looking for? I'm looking to see how cognizant the minds are of both of these individuals, the 78-year-old Trump and the 81-year-old Biden. Here's a text says, take a drink. And I said, and what is Biden actually going to attack Trump on? Because his policies have been so horrendous compared to Trump's. What's he going to actually attack Trump on?
Or talk about.
Here's a text says, drink every time you hear convicted felon tonight. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably what he's going to try to attack him on. Good point. If you'd like to weigh in, 850-437-1620. Here's a couple of interesting things. 60% of the geysers in the world are actually in America. They're at Yellowstone National Park. So, well, that's kind of an interesting one. Didn't realize that. The furthest southern town in the United States is in Hawaii. Now, Elihu, Hawaii is the furthest south of any town in the United States. Now, the next furthest, in the continental, or the furthest south in the continental U.S. is actually Key West, Florida. There you go. And finally, the color distribution of the average package of Reese's Pieces is 50% of them are orange, 25% yellow, 25% brown. There you go. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, talk a little bit about some local drownings and OnlyFans kind of making an appearance in the area. I'll tell you how. That's next on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Hey Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Here in the Pensacola area, going to be high of about 90 today. Chance of thunderstorms all throughout the day. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call. Text 850-437-1620. Tonight's big debate, of course, going to be right here on News Radio 92.3 from CNN. We're going to broadcast it live at 8 p.m. So you can listen to it on 92.3, 95.3 a.m. 1620. Or download our mobile app, the Pensacola or News Radio Pensacola app. A banner plane is got a lot of people upset over in Orange Beach. I'll tell you why right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
Thank you very much. The accident we were talking about earlier on Fairfield has been cleared up. First responders have taking care of that. So I-10, I-110 is flowing very smoothly. Highway 90 is looking good. But if you're traveling north and southbound on Palafox, right around the Maxwell Street, Jordan Street, all the way down, you're going to see some heavy, heavy traffic right now. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. A lot of people a little upset at a banner plane in Orange Beach because the banner plane, you know, the planes that fly around the beach and advertise some business or some event or something going on. Well, one of the banner planes was promoting an OnlyFans account. So if you're not familiar with OnlyFans actually started off as a website that was meant to be, it was meant to be something wholesome. It was meant to be, you want to teach guitar lessons or singing lessons or any other kind of talent, cooking, anything like this. You could get subscribers, that would be your quote fans. And those subscribers would pay monthly, you know, fees, or they have different subscription levels, and, you can share your talents.
But what there's talents into, on there.
I was gonna say what it turned into is people just sharing their body.
Yeah, their talents.
Yeah, their talents. Yeah, their physical talents.
Yeah.
And at one point, actually, OnlyFans, the company, saw this trend happening and came out and said, "Hey, no nudity. No nudity allowed." And they like tried to ban nudity. That lasted for like 2 weeks. And because there was like this huge uproar, and they realized that most of the people on their platform were coming there for the people who were taking their clothes off. Mm-hmm. And so now OnlyFans is basically known as a porn subscription site for amateurs to get people to pay them. And so a banner plane was pulling a banner in Orange Beach promoting an OnlyFans account. So yeah, a lot of people not very happy with that. Now, here's the thing. It's one of these tough things because as somebody who's in advertising, you just want to get advertising, right? It's like whoever's right. going to pay you, they'll pay you. Okay, cool. But when you're basically flying a plane over a beach that's filled with kids and families and you're promoting pornography, because that's essentially what OnlyFans is now, at least from what I understand. I haven't actually been on it, so if I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, you can correct me. No, I go to OnlyFans. That's how I learned how to play the guitar. Oh, okay, my bad.
Talents,
but
yeah.
I don't know anybody who's done that. So my only perception of OnlyFans is that it's a pornography site essentially now. So I won't visit it. So to find out. But, and my guess is this OnlyFans account that was being promoted was indeed a pornography-based account. And so, yeah, I don't think that should be allowed to be, you know, have a banner plane going over the beach with a bunch of kids and families and stuff like this promoting, hey, go to this porn site. You know what I mean? It just seems, yeah. Looking at the Gulf, looking at the tropics, there is a disturbance in that's south of Cuba, but it's only got about a 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days. However, there's something out there in the middle of the Atlantic that has about a 70% chance of formation over the next 70 days, and its current storm track is basically headed south of the Dominican and Cuba and Puerto Rico and all that, but it still has a track that looks like it could enter into the Gulf. And of course, as we know, once it enters the Gulf, it could strengthen, and then we know it can go anywhere. It could go to Mexico, go to Texas, it could go to Louisiana, come to us. It could turn right back around and go right back out to sea for all we know, but it's something to keep an eye on over the next 7 days as that will be developing. Let's go over to Dave Wayne in the newsroom. David.
Well, just before that presidential debate tonight, there's a new Quinnipiac poll out that is showing former President Trump leading President Biden 49-45% head-to-head. SpaceX has launched a new satellite that'll improve how forecasters track severe weather. The GOES-U weather satellite blasted off early on Tuesday from Cape Canaveral. GOES-U is the Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite. This will be able to monitor hurricanes, tornadoes, lightning, and solar flares.
Very nice. Coming up here next, Governor DeSantis has a bunch of vetoes. One of them, at least, particularly affects us here. I'll tell you what it is coming up next after this break on News Radio Pensacola.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. More Supreme Court opinions are released just after 10 a.m. Eastern. One briefly up on the court's website shows part of Idaho's near total abortion ban remaining on hold.
The case centers on whether federal law supersedes the state on performing abortions in emergency situations to protect the patient's health. Justices have other major opinions left to publish before the term ends, including former President Trump's immunity claim in his federal election interference trial. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden leaves Camp David in Maryland around noon for tonight's CNN presidential debate in Atlanta.
With at least 16 advisors, Biden's reportedly been holding mock debates in an airplane hangar and movie theater converted to a stage as Trump opts out of formal preps in favor of campaign trail policy talks.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, former President Trump, right now is home in Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 80 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Former Escambia County Deputy Rudy Brown spent decades saving others. Now he's hoping somebody will step up to help save him. He was medically retired years ago after a shoulder injury and prescribed medication caused him serious issues.
I was on it for about 2 years, and it damaged my liver. When I found out, it was too late.
That led to kidney failure. He needed a transplant. Brown says he was dealt another blow when he was diagnosed with a melanoma, so immediately removed from the kidney transplant list. He's hoping to find a kidney donor. We have some information available on News Radio's website, newsradio923.com, if you are interested in that. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves now named to the U.S. Conference of Mayors Advisory Board. This comes after the conference's annual meeting wrapped up this last weekend in Kansas City. The advisory board helps the conference set policies and programs. There's 33 mayors currently on the advisory board. The Conference of Mayors held their annual meeting last week. There were over 200 mayors from various communities across the country there. A kidnapping victim is now safe, the man who allegedly took her in custody. The Escambia Sheriff's Office said yesterday Alvin Vasquez Martinez had been arrested for kidnapping 4-year-old Alma Lisette Morena. She went missing yesterday but was found safe. There's no word on what connection the suspect had with the girl. Escambia County officials still looking for ways they can stop the violence in the Montclair neighborhood, which has played host now to 4 shootings in the last just over a month time frame. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says the first step starts at home.
If your child is walking around with thousands of dollars, they don't have a job, they drive a different car, a new car, a foreign car to them every week, and perhaps it's stolen. Where's this money coming from? If you see guns, that they're hanging around with guns or hanging around with people, I think that some of that is on the parents. Most of that is on the people that are involved, no doubt.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, and he talked with Channel 3. He says they're looking at the possibility of adding more cameras in the neighborhood. The most recent shooting happening just last night when a woman was shot in the shoulder. There was also a drive-by shooting earlier this week where a 70-year-old woman was shot. 3 people were shot in another drive-by last month, and a 17-year-old girl was killed in early June. A man facing charges for a child's hot car death in Manatee County. Ellenton's Marquise Outing was arrested on Tuesday this week. Deputies say the 24-year-old had left his girlfriend's 6-year-old daughter alone in a hot car for hours while working last month. Investigators estimate the temperature in that car reached 115 degrees. He's charged with aggravated manslaughter of a child. Governor Ron DeSantis vowing to stop what he's calling an unconstitutional power grab by the Biden administration. DeSantis responding yesterday to the U.S. Surgeon General and his advisory on firearm violence. Dr. Vivek Murthy called firearm violence a public health crisis, which he said posed a serious threat to the health and well-being of the country. Governor DeSantis accused the Biden administration of using the public health bureaucracy to violate the Second Amendment. It's 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Thanks for the tip from a tipster. Yeah, the light is yellow flashing at Fairfield and Pace. So if you're headed that way or at that intersection, it is flashing yellow. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Highway 29 and Burgess, both north and southbound, are seeing some delays there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain overall. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 60% chance of rain. High near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 80 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
And Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A federal judge says she's likely to reject the $30 billion settlement between Visa and MasterCard and the merchants who claim they have overpaid on swipe fees. The two payment giants reached a settlement with a group of small businesses that would lower and cap the fees for 5 years back in March. However, the National Retail Federation said it was likely to oppose the agreement, saying the relief was only temporary and the fees remain too high. Because of the National Association of Realtors' $418 million settlement, the Consumer Federation of America is warning homebuyers they soon will be required to sign for representation by a buyer's agent starting August 17th. The agreement will list agent commission, responsibilities, and more. The landmark settlement ends the practice of sellers paying a 6% commission that was split 3% each between the buyer and seller agent. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 15. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, except Andrew's not here. He'll be back on Monday. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. It's about 81, 82 degrees here in the area, and it's going to be a high of about 90 today. And if you'd like to listen to the CNN presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, it's going to be live right here on News Radio Pensacola tonight at 8 p.m. We'll have it on 92.3, 95.3 FM, AM 1620, download our mobile app, or you can listen to it on newsradio923.com. And so we've been talking about the debate off and on all throughout the day today as well. Six drownings in Florida so far. Six drowning deaths. Oh boy, I heard from actually a friend of mine who went out, I don't know, it was a few days ago when we had double red flags. And so, look, when you got double red flags, like I like to go out there when it's, I don't mind going out there when it's yellow flags. I've even tried to surf when it's been red flags, because that's usually when the surf's pretty good. Double red flags? I'm like, yeah, no. I'm a strong swimmer and all, but why take a chance? And and I was talking to a friend of mine who was just going to the beach, and they saw double red flags, and they just said there was just so many people in the water, they just couldn't believe it. And I'm like, well, then it just make me wonder a little bit if a lot of these drowning deaths are just people just like not caring about the flags and just like, yeah, whatever. What's that flag for? You know, there's a red flag. Oh, that's a pretty red flag. It matches the lifeguard's uniforms. Like not knowing what they mean. I don't know. Or just disregarding it completely and be like, ah, who cares about the flag? You know, I don't know. But it's sad to see that. That many people that have been going into the water and getting into trouble that way. So, Governor DeSantis yesterday, we were playing the audio yesterday, and I didn't have time. I had other things to talk about, so I didn't want to get into it. But Governor DeSantis doubled down on warning about legal marijuana, about recreational marijuana use. And because there is a new citizens ballot initiative that will legalize marijuana for recreational uses, just like alcohol is, just like cigarettes are, and things like that. And he was saying that means you can, you know, you can smoke it anywhere and you won't get into trouble. You'll be smelling marijuana on the streets. You'll be smelling it in restaurants and blah, blah, blah. And so he warned that. Here's the thing though. I've been saying forever, it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when marijuana will be legal in the United States. And I mean recreationally. I don't mean for medical use only. And here's the thing. Just like, so you can give out all the warnings you want to, but just like the last ballot initiative a couple years ago where they put on the ballot that to raise minimum wage in the state of Florida to $15 an hour, I was like, look, oh, you got all these businesses and all these economic experts coming out warning how disastrous $15 an hour will do. I'm like, but you're asking the people, do you want to get a pay raise? Do you want to give yourself a pay raise? Like, it's going to pass, and it's going to pass probably pretty easily. I feel like this is going to pass easily as well. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And so you can give all the warnings and stuff, but you're asking people, like, there's a lot of people who smoke pot for recreational reasons. And there's a lot of people who don't at all, but don't think I should prevent somebody else from doing so. Like, if they're drinking alcohol, why shouldn't they be able to smoke pot instead? And there's a lot of people like that. So I think it's going to pass pretty easily. It was just a matter of time before it was going to get on the ballot. And once it does get on the ballot and you and I have a chance to vote for it, it may not be you, it may not be me, but I think the vast majority of Floridians are going to vote yes on this thing. It's Pensacola Morning News. Coming up here next after Traffic on the Fives, I want to share with you a couple of vetoes that the governor implemented, one of them affecting UWF. That's next.
That's right. This report is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Starting to see some delays if you're heading out of Pace into Pensacola on Highway 90. Expect some delays through that construction zone right there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So Governor DeSantis a few weeks ago vetoed a bunch of things pertaining to just the budget in general. Now he's actually vetoing specific bills. But weeks ago when he vetoed part of the budget, one of it was about $33 million that he vetoed that was going to affect UWF. One of which was $26.2 million. The vast majority of it was $26.2 million that was going to go to build the Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering. According to Doug Broxson and Michelle Saltzman, UWF is currently leasing research space in downtown Pensacola. So they want to build an addition onto the Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering to allow for labs currently housed in remote off-campus facilities. So they were trying to bring all those research facilities to campus, but it got vetoed. Also, there was some more money for a developmental laboratory school feasibility study, some more money for an undergraduate civil engineering program, money for a water quality research center, a bunch of other things. But $33 million total was vetoed to affect UWF. By the way, that was the single most amount of veto money for any university in the state that was vetoed. So that was kind of interesting. Now the governor is focusing on specific bills and vetoing. He's either signing them or vetoing them. And one of them pertains to college for prisoners. He vetoed a bill that would allow prisoners to keep in-state resident status. Of course, if you have in-state resident status, you get in-state tuition. So it lowers tuition costs. And currently, the state charges in-state residents a lower tuition. But if you are incarcerated here, but you are like maybe from out of state or something like this, you still have like out-of-state tuition. So if you are an in-state resident and you get incarcerated to Georgia, for maybe you have to go to a federal prison or something, right? And so you have to serve your time in another state. You lose your in-state residency. Say you would have to pay out-of-state tuition if you're going to try to take college courses while in prison. This is one actually when the bill got introduced, I actually supported it because I felt like if you can create easier access for the prisoners to be able to educate themselves while in prison, then there'd be a less chance of recidivism. Recidivism being their chances of returning to prison, right? I mean, I've worked a lot with past convicts and you know people who have felonies. And it's sad when I'm talking to people and they're just basically they don't feel like they have any skills and they got to go back to just dealing drugs and just doing the things that they used to do because they don't have any other skills. So there's an opportunity that they can learn more skills or get some sort of education. So when they leave prison, they can actually go get a real job, then all the better. And so if keeping the tuition costs lower for them would help them do that, then I'm all for it. So I was a little surprised to see him vetoing this. His explanation about why he vetoed it is, quote, "We should not reward criminal activity by providing inmates with the same benefits as law-abiding citizens." I just disagree. Our whole entire justice system does not work. Okay, all we do is we just keep creating more criminals through our justice system. And this, I get it. You're like, well, you're rewarding them. You're not rewarding them. If they're living here in state or they're from the state, that they should be able to get in-state tuition. I disagree with that. But another thing pertaining to criminals that he vetoed was that there was going to be convicts could get barber and cosmetology licenses. But now all of a sudden he's vetoed that and basically says, no, they still got to go through the same kind of approval processes and stuff. So basically what it was doing is this bill would make it easier for them to get barbers and cosmetology licenses because there wouldn't be a review of their criminal record within the first 3 years after leaving prison. And the governor vetoed that, stating that they singled out cosmetologist and barber licenses out of 14 different types of business licenses in order to change that board's process. And he says there may be a good reason for the board to have this information before making a decision. Really? What? Because I was stunned when I found out that there's prisons all around the country that teach teach the prisoners how to be a barber. Teach them, like they give them the full training on how to be a barber. And then I was stunned to find out that when they leave prison, they can't go get a barber's license. I'm like, what? So you just taught them a very valuable skill, something that'll give them real money when they get back, that will reduce the chances of recidivism. And now you said, great, I gave you these skills. I mean, you'll never be able to use it because you can't go get a license for it. What? Well, yeah, they deal with sharp scissors, man. Can't give them a job where they get to deal with sharp scissors. Like, just grow up. Like, they can go get sharp scissors anywhere. I don't understand this mentality that, like, because you made a mistake in your life, that you have to be forever punished. And so I disagree with the governor on that one, too. He's also vetoed some other bills that pertain to this lawsuits involving cybersecurity. He vetoed bills. He vetoed another bill pertaining to the Department of Health that would be required to warn people of high bacteria levels in water and close beaches. Now, I agree with him on this one. He vetoed that one because he didn't like the idea that the state could come in and close a beach, usurping local authority. And that's why he vetoed that one. So that's just a little bit of update on some of the vetoes from the governor. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. I'm filling in for Andrew. SB 280. I don't know. This is a text coming in. SB 280. I don't know what SB 280 is. I have to look it up in the break. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here with Traffic on the Fives. And Supreme Court has some big decisions they're going to be coming out with very soon right here. We'll talk about that next.
Can going to the shooting range relieve stress and anxiety? Many Americans are starting to see the health benefits of spending time at the shooting range. Shooting increases mental capacity, boosts confidence, spikes adrenaline, and improves balance. Stop by Jim's Firearms and pick up all you need to head to the range. Jim's Firearms always encourages you to get out and shoot and know your firearm. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That's shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Bobby Rossi will be checking in just a second. Let's take a quick look at your traffic on the fives. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. If you're on Highway 90 heading toward Pensacola, just be aware that there's some slowdowns in that area, right through that construction zone, and watch your speed there also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Well, while we wait for Bobby, let's go to the newsroom and check in with David.
All right. Well, all eyes will be on Atlanta tonight as President Biden and former President Trump will be taking the stage at the CNN presidential debate for the first time since the presidential debate in 1960 between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon. No, there won't be a live audience. In addition, when Biden and Trump face off on the debate stage, and the candidates' mics will be muted when their opponent is speaking. And the U.S. Supreme Court expected to issue some more.
Can you hear me?
Some more rulings today and Friday, as they still have some major decisions to hand down before recessing. Among those decisions are a ruling on former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution for the alleged crimes committed while in office. And Pepsi is introducing a new can, but apparently there won't be any actual Pepsi in it. The Pepsi Smart Can was unveiled in France last week at the Cannes International Festival of Creativity. The 16-ounce soda can has a digital screen, movement sensors, and cutting-edge sound technology, but again, no soda. Instead, it's a what they call a canvas for self-expression. I don't understand it.
Oh, boy.
Just give me some Pepsi is all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Got a couple of texts here pertaining to recidivism. One of them says, if you're stable enough to return to society, you should have a clean slate. The societal debt has been paid. Like that approach. Another one says, don't look at it as recidivism, Bobby. Consider them as incumbent candidates for rehousing at the state's expense. It says, yeah, now they'll just immediately get out and have to break the law by running an unlicensed barber.
Listen on air.